This sermon was downloaded from www.spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Father, we honor you. We give you all the praise and all the glory. Blessed be your name. For it is in Jesus' precious name we have prayed. We've been basking in the word since the morning began. We first went on the dimension where we were taught that we are in a battlefield. You don't choose to fight or not to. The battle is already there. And then we went on to look at the dimension of sanctification. And just a while ago, the choir led us to ascend. God is about to send His word again to somebody. This is the last morning session. If any man hunger and thirst, let him come. On the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus cried. Is somebody here truly thirsty and hungry? You came to Ayak with a burning desire. Lord, this is my opportunity to catch it. Send me your word right now. Lift up your voice where you are as we ask for His word. Please pray it a minute. Pray it a minute. Pray it a minute. Pray it a minute. I am only an instrument. I am not the sender of the word. Lord, let your word come through this instrument to me. In this final full day, this final morning session, send me your word. Send me your word. Blessed be your name forevermore. For it is in Jesus' precious name we are praying. Heavenly Father, all eyes are on you. We trust you for a move of your spirit. By the blood, we gain access into this holy word this morning. Let the seals over this word be taken off. Take us into dimensions. For Paul said, I went up by revelation. Let the revelation of your word that will lead us to a new dimension of elevation, let that revelation find us here today. Holy Spirit, do what only you can do. By ministering to everyone as individuals in this public space. And for all you do, I vow to return all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. For it is in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. And let me hear the loudest amen. Amen. Somebody still awake, let me hear you scream the loudest amen. Amen. Praise the Lord, I'm finally on the covenant highways of life. Congratulations. Amen and amen. Give the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords a hand, and you may please be seated. I count it a great privilege never to be taken for granted to be asked to minister this final morning session and the final word. I trust God that something will hit you where you are seated that will set you on fire that can never be quenched. In Jesus' name. I've been asked to share on the power of prayer and fasting. The power of prayer and fasting. Our running topic has been spirituality highway to our enviable destiny. But our subtopic now is the power of prayer and fasting. And I want us to focus on this subject. I call this the ancient weapon to breaking new grounds. The power of prayer and fasting. Three very quick things that we want to establish this morning is number one, prayer and fasting is the ancient weapon to breaking new grounds. All through history, those who mattered never joked with this altar. Prayer and fasting is that ancient weapon. In Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6 to 12, we read it now so we can reference it later on. He said, is not this the fast I have chosen to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, that ye break every yoke. Someone is breaking free from this level. He said, is it not to deal thy bread to the hungry, that thou bring the poor that are cast out of thy house? When thou seest the naked, that thou cover him, and when thou hides thy face not from thy flesh. He said in verse 8, then shall thy light break forth as the morning, and thine health shall spring forth speedily, and thy righteousness shall go before thee, the glory of the Lord shall be thy reward. He said, verse 9, please let's go. He said, thou shalt call because you are fasting, and the Lord shall answer. Thou shalt cry, and he shall say, here I am. If thou take away from the midst of thee the yoke, the putting forth of the finger, and speaking of vanity, we looked at that in the last teaching. He said, and if thou draw thy soul to the hungry to satisfy the afflicted soul, that thy light shall rise in obscurity, and thy darkness shall be as noonday. 11. He said, and the Lord shall guide thee continually. Those who pray and fast don't miss road. And satisfy thy soul in drought, and make fat thy bones, and thou shalt be a watered garden. And like a spring of water, whose waters fail not, any season you are still watered. And they that shall be of thee shall build the old waste places. You step into a place, there's recreation of standards. He said, thou shalt rise up the foundations of many generations. Thou shalt be called the repairer of the bridge, the restorer of the path stood walking. Now, if you look at that, and now look at Hosea chapter 10, verse 12, we see something there. He said, Hosea 10, please, verse 12, he says, sow to thyself in righteousness, reap in mercy, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord. Seek him how? In prayer and fasting. Nothing breaks new grounds like engaging this ancient weapon. I speak to somebody here in the authority of the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. As you engage this weapon, levels and dimensions that do not commensurate with your age or your experience, it will soon become the order of the day in your life. I thought I would hear louder amen. You find that in Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 3, breaking up the fallow ground. Because prayer and fasting is prescribed for the breaking of every yoke. Somebody shout, every yoke. It's prescribed for the outbreak of revelation, for continuous guidance, and to enforce our change of story among others. So that's why we said, number one, prayer and fasting is the ancient weapon to breaking new grounds. Don't make it a Wednesday affair. You can't do it with them and lead them. There must be an addition to the corporate one. There must be a standard, a schedule that you put in your life at times. And then you find out that you are leading the pack. You are ahead of others. You are speaking and breaking into dimensions. I speak to somebody here. You will not overstay at this level where you are. Number two, prayer and fasting is the ancient path to scaling new heights. We are using the word ancient. Our generation must understand that there is nothing new that is not already rooted in the old. The ancient path to scaling new heights. Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16. Stand in the ways and see. Ask for the old paths. Wherein is the good way? And walk therein. And you shall find rest for your souls. There is a path that eagles fly. There is a path that everyone who scales new heights passes through. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1, he said, arise and shine, for your light is come. And that's one of the things that happen when we're in prayer and fasting. Now in verse 8, he said, who are these that fly like the cloud? Who are these that are flying above the limits? Who are these that are scaling new heights? A little one shall become a thousand. Now hear this, you cannot arise until you are awake. Ephesians 5 and verse 14, awake thou that sleepest, and Christ shall give thee light. Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31. They that do wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and they shall not be weary. They shall walk and they shall not faint. So prayer and fasting is the ancient path to scaling new heights. Number three foundation we want to quickly lay is that prayer and fasting is a spiritual program for a colorful adventure in the journey of life. It is a spiritual program for a colorful adventure in the journey of life. Jesus said, this kind goeth not out but by prayer and fasting. In other words, Jesus was saying, if you want to do the things I do and move in this race as an adventure, then you must give room to a program of prayer and fasting. I'm speaking to somebody here who may not even have planned it, but God is speaking to you right now where you are. If you are tired of this dimension, this is the way to it. To break new grounds. This is the way to scale new heights. This is the way to sign up for a program that you are committed to for life. They don't say these things. You don't tell people I am fasting. You don't need to. The results will show. The impact will show. The heights you are scaling will show. I speak to somebody here before. AIAC 2024. Those that think they know you now, when they see you, they will not recognize you again. Hear this? I discovered this some years ago. Have I heard about prayer and fasting? Yes, but until it becomes light that is given to you, you may not understand what it contains. Moses had a 40-day program. Elijah, 40-day program. And then I began to study. The Lord opened my eyes very, very strange. And I noticed the only ones that appeared to Jesus on the Mount of Transfiguration. Jesus, who had waited for 40 days. The only two people that appeared to him on the Mount of Transfiguration. Who were they? What were their names? Moses and Elijah. That means there are dimensions you cannot relate with until the same price. Are you hearing what I'm saying? 40 days plus 40 days met 40 days on the Mount of Transfiguration. And they were having a discussion. Others were asleep. Others were tired. But when 40 met 40 and 40 met 40, there was a Mount of Transfiguration order of experience. Are you hearing what God is saying? There is a price to pay. Don't let any generation tell you that it has passed. No wonder our generation lacks power. We have grammar, but we lack power. But I'm here to announce to you, when people have real challenges, they don't look for grammar. They look for power. They may play around grammar, but when trouble strikes, they know where to go. They know who carries the unction that has paid the price. Grace for you and I to pay the fasting and prayer price and put ourselves on a program. May that grace be hereby released on us. Esther, 3 days, she waited upon God, stepped into the king, the atmosphere of the king, and laws were changed. There are places you will descend from that opposition can't watch you. Suddenly, Esther turned around the law from the altar of prayer and fasting. What of Daniel? 21 days. So you see 3, you see 21, you see 40. What of our father, Bishop David Oyedepo, 1986. These are the kind of things that spark up my spiritual membrane. How will a man say, I fasted virtually the whole year? 1986. There is a price to pay. You don't enter Canaan land by strategy. You don't enter Canaan land by grammar. You don't enter Canaan land by agreement. You enter Canaan land by power. I'm speaking to somebody here. What nobody has dared around you, as you subscribe to this program of prayer and fasting, it becomes a regular in your life. Am I speaking to hungry people at all? If it is you I'm speaking to and you are really awake and you will subscribe to this program, let me hear you shout the loudest amen. We are now in a generation that will not mind praying for hours in public, but 0 minutes in secret. And my Bible says, the Lord which seeth thee in secret will reward thee openly. The cloth and the cloak of power doesn't come in the open. It is dispensed in the secret. If you don't have a secret place, you don't know the secret place of prayer. There is something that comes. It rests upon you when no one is watching. God has a way of placing a cloak of power on people when everybody is absent. So suddenly when you step out, they say, what wisdom is this? What power is this? I thought I knew him. I thought we are from the same place. I thought we used to relate. You know what happened? When you were asleep, while men slept, the man was paying the price. The candle was burning. Something is burning in the secret that makes the open a reality. Is somebody hearing what God is saying? E.M. Burns, the apostle of prayer of his generation, said, long praying in public is only permissible if preceded by long praying in secret. In other words, if you pray long outside, you are deceiving yourself. You are praying longer outside when people are watching you than the time you spend in his presence. Are you hearing what God is saying? Fasting and prayer is not old school. It is current school. It is not old generation. It is current generation. It is an ancient weapon that breaks new ground. It's an ancient path that scales new heights. It's a spiritual program that gives a colorful adventure. Are you tired of where you are now? Are you tired of this level? Are you tired of this dimension? Are you tired of speaking to things and things are speaking back to you? Are you tired of watching situations of life determine what happens to you? Then this is what to do. Lift up your hands. Grace for you and I to subscribe to a program that is not discussed with anybody. Grace to subscribe to a program that is not done for the sake of anyone. Grace to subscribe to a program not for bread and butter. Grace to subscribe to this program of prayer and fasting for ascending heights in power. May that grace be hereby released upon us. Number one, what is prayer and fasting? We'll look at a few definitions. Number one, prayer and fasting is a platform for empowerment. It is a platform for empowerment. If you are tired of the dimension that you walk in, this is the subscription to make. You are tired of, there are people who say, go out. And the thing is, they say, I won't go. There are people who appear. Once they appear, it disappears. Choose which level you desire. It is not the volume of our voice or the actions of our movement. In the realm of the spirit, we all have ranks. There are brothers who have ranks greater than pastors. When they speak, things here. You must be angry at your level. If you are comfortable, that is subscribing to remaining stagnated. We are in a world of the conflict of powers. The lesser power will always bow to the greater power. Psalm 63, verse 1 to 3. Psalm 63, please. Verse 1 to 3. O God, thou art my God, Eli. Will I seek thee? My soul thirsted for thee. My flesh longed for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. To see thy power and thy glory. You get to places, particularly in the commission where you have been posted to, if you lack power, no result. No result. There are places you can't enter without power. In the South African church some 7-8 years ago, we got to church early in that morning and there was blood at the gate. Even the devil knew the first to arrive at the church is the pastor. There are errands you can't send people. Go and do that. I say, you too, go and do it. We walked on the head of the devil. Irrecoverably so. 7 years have come and gone. It looked like it was yesterday. Please wake up. Wake up. Don't hide under any title. Title is not power. There's a price to pay. It's not power. Ordination is not power. No! People telling you I celebrate grace is not power. When the devil saw, they know that it's a showdown. I don't know about somebody here, but in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, your power dimension by a renewed commitment to prayer and fasting becomes a reality. So power is essential. Power is not luxury. I used to think as a young boy that it is those who look for trouble that trouble looks for. It's a lie. Trouble is hunting for anyone. The devil goes about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Grow in power, and you will grow in peace. Grow in power, you will grow in grace. Grow in power, doors will open to you. So, prayer and fasting is the platform for empowerment. Number two, what is prayer and fasting? Prayer and fasting is the platform for empowerment. Please follow. Empowerment doesn't automatically equal empowerment. There are different things. I'll give you an illustration. If power goes off and you switch on a generator, once the generator is on, there is power. But that there is power doesn't equal light. John 5:35, he said he made him a burning and a shining light. Enfirement is the product of empowerment. Power must be supplied for fire to burn. It is in prayer and fasting we contact power. It is also in prayer and fasting we contact fire. Somebody say, how can you say that? Acts chapter 2, or begin from chapter 1 of Acts, verse 14. The Bible says that these all continued in one accord in prayer and in supplication. Now jump to Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 4. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, power had entered the room. And the power that entered the room showed by the fire that was upon their head. Didn't you hear what our father said? We have entered the fire dimension of the world. Power in the socket led to fire on their head. And you know that fire is still burning today. Around the world, there are churches where the blazing order of Christianity. You know, the Bible talks about Zechariah chapter 3, verse 2 and 3, I believe. It says, this is not a brand that is plucked out of fire. We have been called enough. It's time to be empowered and then enfired to the next level. But there is no grammar that gets us there. Even revelation will not get us there. It is prayer and fasting. Somebody lift up your hands if you are truly hungry for power and fire. Say with me, Lord, I receive grace. So we can say a prayerless generation will be a fireless generation. Or let's say it this way, a prayerless generation will be a powerless generation. And a powerless generation will be a fireless generation. I'm reminded of the testimony I heard God's servant share. This one just got me bonkers when I heard it. He said a time came and an evangelist came around where he was staying at the moment, and they will ask him, do you want to eat the evangelist? He said no. He will say no. In fact, he got to a point, I guess they couldn't even reach him. He locked himself in the room. They didn't see man. Because you can't be spending intimate time with God and have time for man. And so, according to him, he said, the day of the crusade was the day he came out. And he said, when he came out, nobody could look at his face. For as we behold him as in a glass, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory. That is power that graduated to fire. He said when he entered the crusade ground, see fire, miracles, signs and wonders everywhere. Why? Prayer and fasting. Dear minister, in case you are here watching, there are meetings you should never go to preach without prayer and fasting. There are crusade grounds you should never mount without prayer and fasting. Because it will give you access to power. And then it will give you access to fire. One of my mentors taught me this. There are meetings you never enter without prayer and fasting. Number three, what is prayer and fasting? Prayer and fasting, I love this, is the spiritual courtroom where we plead our case. Prayer and fasting is the spiritual courtroom where we plead plead our case. He said in Isaiah 43 verse 26. Please place that on the screen. Isaiah 43. He said, put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Every time you separate yourself in prayer and fasting without announcing to any mortal man, you have entered the courtroom of heaven. And when the courtroom of heaven judges in your favor, forget man. They may refuse initially, but they cannot refuse going forward. Because heaven has judged in your favor. Is somebody hearing what God is saying? Are you sure you are hearing what God is saying? For ask and you shall receive, seek and you shall find, knock and the door shall be opened to you. Number four, what is prayer and fasting? Prayer and fasting is the avenue through which we win most battles of life. And we already had such an explosive teaching on the reality of battles. Let me quickly say this. I told them in the Word of Faith Bible Institute, I think 3-4 months ago, I said everyone is at one stage of battle. There are three stages. One, you have pre-battle. Two, you have battle. Three, you have post-battle. And let me tell you this, after post-battle, you go back again to pre-battle. There is no break. If you think you just won a battle and so you can rest, another one is already cooking. Another one is already being prepared to be launched out. Life is a battleground. So those who are conscious of the battle nature of the journey of life, continue their fasting program. They are always there. Nobody is aware, but they are there. If you have ever looked at any man or woman in this kingdom and you have read their books, you have followed their steps, you have copied their gestures, but you are yet to see the potency of results, this is the secret they have not told you. Prayer and fasting. Imagine someone that has been on this mountain since Ayak began, waiting upon the Lord, and is so connected, cannot be disconnected. It will be very unfair for God to put you at the same rank with him. God is not unjust to forget our labors of love. Those who will change this generation must subscribe to this mystery of prayer and fasting. Grace for your tummy not to lead you. May that grace be released upon us. For a strong man, when his arm keepeth his goods are in safety. But when he's stronger than him shall come, he will deal with him. In Acts chapter 16, verse 25 to 26, we know that episode. Paul and Silas, for no major crime, were kept in prison. But they prayed and they sang. And they did their spiritual exercise. Let me announce to you, they must have been fasting. You can't be in prison and you are thinking about food when you are thinking about your escape. So they were singing, they were praying, they were fasting. And suddenly there was an earthquake. The doors were open. The bands were loose. You know the song very well. I will pray, I will pray. I will pray, oh, I will pray. If I don't pray, Satan will make mess of me. Hear me. Satan doesn't fear nobody's title. Ask yourself now. I have been here. It's almost 10 a.m. Have I prayed today? Some have eaten breakfast before covenant hour. The day hasn't broken yet. You have begun your journey. The battles of life are won on the altar of prayer and fasting. Number five, prayer and fasting is the platform for sanctification. For this kind goeth not out. There are habits that cannot go out just by declarations. There are habits that go out by prayer and by fasting. This was largely dealt with by our resident pastor. I love what D.L. Moody, in case you've not heard of that name, go research. D.L. Moody, one of the great vessels that God used in his generation. His mentor told him, look at this statement. The world is yet to see what God can do with a man who is fully consecrated to him. D.L. Moody took that word, that all I need is to be fully consecrated to God. The church of D.L. Moody is still there now, over 100 years. Fully consecrated to him. God is looking for vessels. Pure vessels are scarce.
So when God finds one, he lavishes everything available on him. One way we get to that place is by prayer and fasting. It's the platform for sanctification. Matthew chapter 6 verse 13 and Matthew 26 verse 41. Number 6, what is prayer and fasting? Prayer and fasting is the platform for supernatural breakthroughs. Breakthroughs that cannot be explained, yet cannot be denied. There are realms of breakthroughs you can't assess by principles. It is by stepping into that secret place of prayer and fasting. We read Psalm Isaiah 58 verse 6 to 12. And we see the order of breakthroughs. They will begin to build. Strange order of breakthroughs. Number 7. What is prayer and fasting? Prayer and fasting is a platform for assessing what I call surpassing supernatural intelligence. There is a way you will rub mind with God that you can't be dull. Surpassing supernatural intelligence. That's what Daniel had. The Bible says about Daniel in Daniel chapter 1 verse 4, as for these four children, God gave them skill. I mean, these were not normal boys. God gave them knowledge and skill in all learning, all subjects, all matters. At primary level, at secondary level, at university level, at master's level, at doctoral level, God gave them. But you know the story about Daniel. Daniel chapter 1 verse 5, we see his attitude towards food. We will not eat the king's rich food. Give us water, give us pulse, vegetables that we may eat. And then Daniel will return to his own company, chapter 2 of Daniel, and they will lift up their voice and pray. And then the secret was revealed to Daniel in a night's vision. I'm speaking to all who are students here. By the time you return back to school, if you will subscribe to this platform, your teachers will become afraid of you. Number 8, what is prayer and fasting? Prayer and fasting is a platform for assessing supernatural wisdom. So there is intelligence, knowledge, and then it graduates to wisdom. The application of the knowledge. There are people who know certain things but don't know how to apply them correctly, adequately, timely, without errors. Prayer and fasting gives you access to that. You find that also in Daniel chapter 2, verse 16 to 23. Not only was it revealed to Daniel, you know, throughout the book of Daniel, will have interpretation and understanding and application of what was revealed to him. If you are there, shout, I'm there. Number 9, what is prayer and fasting? Prayer and fasting is the platform for the outbreak of revelations. There are things you have read but you have not seen. There are things you have crammed but you have not seen. Revelation is not information. Revelation is picture. It was, I believe, in the time of prayer and fasting that God gave me the secret to break out of my health challenge. I can say it and people are wondering, I've read the scripture before, what does it mean? God just opened my eyes and said, hey, look at this. He said, the church, we are very bold in declaring, I cannot be sick. He said, that's half. What did David do? He said, David didn't just say, Goliath, your head will come down. David ran towards his Goliath and brought his head down. He said, if you want to walk in hell, don't just declare, take actions. There are things to stop. I was telling some people I did my medicals about a month and a half, 2 months ago, all the negative yama results overturned. If I were not given to prayer and fasting, how will I know? Heart problem disappeared. Somebody said, why are you saying that? When you have been sick before, you understand the consequences. I was praying for the sick. They were getting healed, but I was sick. But in the place of prayer and fasting, revelation opened up. When I teach you about health, you will think I studied it in school.
And I got it all from the Bible. From God's word, God gave me a diet. From this same Bible. Everything reversed, medically proven, with result in the hand, not with faith in the mouth. Do number one, number two, number three, number four. We went there. High blood pressure, normal. Heart disease, gone. Diabetes, gone, reversed. Back to hell. By steps that came on the altar of prayer and fasting. May God give you a revelation of your escape. Did I hear the loudest? Amen! Number 10, what is prayer and fasting? Prayer and fasting is the platform for carrying the aroma of divine favor. Favor has a smell. And that smell is gotten from the altar. It is not how you look that makes people like you. It is not how soft you speak that makes people like you. It is not how pious you behave that makes people like you. It is a smell you carry. A smell, a smell. They don't know you, but they just keep following you. They keep following you. They can't tell why. They are just following you. I've discovered when I'm spending time in his presence and the aroma is cooking, the aroma is cooking. You know, when the aroma is cooking in a place, you can smell it at distance. People begin to sniff. It's like something is cooking around this boy. Something is cooking. And before I know it, they are looking for me when I'm not looking for them. I have discovered. Now, don't do this because you want favor. If not, it will not work. It is a product of the aroma. If you are where food was being cooked and you come out, what happens on you? The food begins to smell on you. Where you are in his presence, and he said, goodness and mercy shall be following you. When you come out for a brief break from his presence, what happens? The aroma of favor. The aroma of favor. For all thy garments smell of aloes. All thy garments smell of aloes. If everything you have you paid for, you are not favored. If everything you labor for is what you have, you lack favor. There are realms where the things you are paying for need no more to be paid for. Not by announcing who you are. Now, where you know you carry this aroma is when you enter a strange place, nobody knows you are a pastor. Yet they favor you. Then you know this thing is working. Don't use title to harass. Let the aroma work. And when you enter a strange land, people who don't know you say, hey, can I favor you? Let me move you from economy to first class. Why? I don't know. But just move. Just move. Just move. Just move. Why? There is a smell of favor. I'm speaking to somebody who will take responsibility. May this aroma of favor, divine favor, become your daily experience. Now, let's close. We have a few minutes on this note. How then do I engage the prayer altar for dominion? Now I know what prayer and fasting is. We've looked at 10 definitions. How then do I engage the prayer altar for dominion? 7 keys. Very quickly. Number 1, approach the throne room of God with thanksgiving, praise, and worship. Enter into his gates. With thanksgiving. And into his courts with praise. The Message translation, I don't know if you have that, but the Message translation, I believe, says, put in the keyword, thank you. Look at that. Enter the password. What is the password? Let me hear you, please. What is the password? So, looking at it to help our understanding, it's not just enter his gates. You don't gain access without the password. Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Enter his safe with the password. There are things you can't access that have been hidden in a safe. The secret place of the Most High has a password. The password is thank you. Every time I see another breaking of the day, I say, that's how to start your day. Before you know it, you are stepping out with an aroma. The password is thank you. So approach the throne room of God with thanksgiving, praise, and worship. Number 2, engage in kingdom advancement prayers as priority. For after this manner shall you pray, our Father, which art in heaven,
Hallowed be thy name. That's thanksgiving, praise, and worship. Thy kingdom come. Kingdom priority. Number three, engage in prayer according to his will. So know his will before you pray. Because like I said some months ago, his will, W-I-L-L, is the will, W-H-E-E-L, I believe, that wills in your desires. Your desires have no will to ride on, to roll on, if you do not know his will. If you know his will, prayer becomes direct. Father, it is your will that I live in health, even as my soul prospereth. It is your will. It is your will. It is your will. So we take back his will to him, and then we have wills to roll down his will for delivery in our lives. So we pray according to his will. 1 John chapter 5, verse 14. If we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. Number four, engage your heart. Your heart. Oh, we are in a loud generation. But where's your heart? Let your heart be ever connected when you are in prayer. Engage your heart. For God does not look like man looks. Man looks on the outside. But God looks where? When God began to teach me this, I've never looked at any man and said that man can pray. You don't determine who can pray by how they act prayer. It's by the dimensions they control. I will not look at you because of how you conjure words and put scripture and scripture. Where are the answers? Have we seen you ascend to dimensions or have you remained at the same level? Where are the answers? Where is the proof? This is very important. Engage your heart. Number five, be specific in your demand. Be specific. What do you want? I want a man child. What do you want? I want double portion. What do you want? Anything working in Higgin, I want it. Direct. You look at a person that's a mentor to you, like we have God's servant here. Lord, whatever is making that thing to work in him, I want it. Not Lord, make me like him. That's not direct. That audacity, that authority, that ability to look down on devils like they don't matter is what I want. Specific. I want the daring spirit. There's a spirit that makes men to dare challenges. Don't think everybody smiling has not passed through challenges. Oh. Some are even passing through it now. But they have command over it. Be specific. And then I love number six. Engage the help of the Holy Ghost. If you don't know him, please know him before you leave here. The Holy Ghost is a person. He's not a language. He's a person. I engage him every time. I never climb the altar to pray without saying, Holy Ghost, help me. Never get too used to the unusual. If not, the unusual will soon become usual and cease. Holy Ghost, help me. I will not step upon this altar to minister and think I'm ministering to youths. Do you know I'm ministering to somebody here who will shake their generation? I'm ministering to people here who will carry a mantle that is very scarce. I am speaking to people here who will soon have nations at their command. When God began to teach me this, if 10 people are there, I preach my life. We are not here joking. This is a platform never to joke with. Because by the time I come down from here, he will ask me, did you say what I asked you to say? Could you dare it? It will be very wrong of me to teach on prayer and fasting when I'm not doing it. God should give me a dirty slap if I don't do it. God is looking for men and women that he can hand over dimensions to. Or will these people take responsibility? If we don't do it now, some of us are already entering 40, 45, 50. Is that when we'll start? One day, God's servant looked at me and he said, "My son, I am drinking from years of my encounters." I went to him and I said, Chai. When I am 70, what will I say? Don't think church is just church. Not everybody in church is touching. You can be in church and not touch realms that are higher. If we have time, there are all kinds of things that can be shared. Don't mind me. You see a person like this is drunk. I have drunk into certain things that time cannot allow. This thing is real. Things can shift for you upon arrival because of what you carry. And in case you are passing through a challenge, let me give you good news. You are passing through it because you are special. Ooh. Because without the test, you can't have a testimony. Without the scar, you can't have anything to say. Whatever you are passing through is adding to your autobiography. That so this man went to it. He passed through it. Now God's servant can tell us, "I knew my wife will not die because his wife passed through it. Now I've added something to my own biography. Heart disease left. All kinds of things disappear. It is adding to the volume of the book. And lo, I come in the volume of the book that is written of me to do thy will, O God." Finally, number 7. Faith is a non-negotiable factor in securing answers to prayers. Don't look down on yourself and say, "Zimmy, why am I going through this?" You are going through it to get to where you are going. So that when you get there, you can tell them, "I passed through it." I've noticed, if you look at God's servant, our mother, very closely, if she preaches on healing, the atmosphere is different. "Oh, I want healing anointing. Are you ready to pass through it?" We have passed through, and we have come out. That's why when we pray for certain illnesses, we can say, "You know this voice. We battled this thing together. We came out," because God's word cannot lie. May grace be released upon you and I. Put your hands and give him praise. Give him glory. Give him honor. Give him all adoration. I'm not stopping. I'm not packing. My life is not over. I've taken grace. Lift your hands. Appreciate him. Glorify his name. Glorify his name. Glorify his name. Glorify his name. Come on. Give him praise. 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 Elasticity is being delivered right now. Give him praise. Give him praise. Give him praise. Father, we thank you and we give you praise and glory. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Life is sweet if you know how to play your cards well. It's an adventure. You can't escape prayer and fasting to arrive at your destination the way God has designed it. You've heard God's word. Grace to be a doer is hereby received. In Jesus' precious name. I want to pray for some very special people. Just please a moment. You do not know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Let's stop playing church. The things we talk about are not for members. They are for those in Christ. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creation. All things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior. This is the moment to know him. Or maybe you once knew him and you departed for one reason or the other. You say, "I want to return back home." This is the moment. This is the time to return back home. Jesus will receive you back. There is nothing so great that will make him turn his back at you. We were once sinners. He forgave us and brought us in. Nobody's born a saint.
If you can't point to the day you made a decision, you better make one now. I want to make Jesus Lord and Savior of my life. I want to rededicate my life to Him on this final morning session. Right where you are, you are not coming forward, just stand on your feet. You say, that is me. I want Jesus in my life. That's right. Stand up on your feet everywhere, everywhere, everywhere. Standing up on your feet boldly, without fear, without fear, without fear, without fear, without fear. You are saying, I must get into the closet of prayer and fasting. I want to clear all the barriers. I want to clear all the sins and all the weights. More people are standing up all across the tabernacle. Please do so right now. 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 Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your name. All of us who are standing up across the tabernacle, place your right hand on your chest where you are as we pray this simple prayer of faith together. Pray with me. Say, Lord Jesus, forgive me all of my sins. Wash me in your blood. Make me a child of God. Jesus, today, I confess that you are my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Let me pray by you, Heavenly Father. Thank you for grace that has found my precious brothers and sisters in sincerity and authenticity. May that same grace that found them today keep them serving you. And when you shall return, may none of us be missing. Thank you, Heavenly Father. For it is in Jesus' precious name. And someone that is empowered will shout the loudest, amen. Amen. Please take your seat. Make sure you fill the information very correctly. And then our officials will give you everything that you need to know about your newfound faith. Jesus is Lord.
Dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Do you want to download more sermons of your favorite preachers? Visit www.spiritnerds.org today. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com. God bless you.